The following program will be interrupted for important war bulletins. Once again, we present Our Gal Sunday, the story of an orphan girl named Sunday who was left on the steps of the cabin of two old miners who raised her from childhood in the little mining town of Silver Creek, Colorado, who in young womanhood married England's richest, most handsome lord, Lord Henry Brinthrop. The story that asks the question, can this girl from a little mining town in the West find happiness as the wife of a wealthy and titled Englishman? Let me tell you about a way to relieve the pain of a simple headache or minor neuralgia, fast. It's called Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. And almost as soon as you take it, it starts to relieve your headache or neuralgic pain. The reason for this incredibly fast and effective action is that Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it's a combination of medically proven active ingredients. And you know that a prescription from your doctor usually contains not just one ingredient, but several. Thousands of people have been given an envelope containing Anacin tablets by their physicians or dentists. And because of this, they know what Anacin does. They know how wonderfully quick it is in bringing the effective relief they seek. So try Anacin for fast, effective relief. Take only as directed on the package. You can get it at any drugstore. I'll repeat the name for you. Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. And now, Our Gal Sunday. Lord Henry, definitely worried over the whereabouts of Ambrose Fairbrook III, is determined to capture Fairbrook before the scratches on his face have had time to heal. And in vowing to search out this man and bring him to justice, Lord Henry says,
I'm going to find Ambrose Fairbrook before those scratches heal if it's the last thing I do. That'll give me enough evidence to press charges of unlawful trespassing, after which Mr. Fairbrook will have to explain to a court of law why it was so necessary for him to sneak into Black Swan Hall last night.
And although both Sunday and Lord Henry are convinced that Ambrose Fairbrook is the prowler who invaded the grounds of Lord Henry's estate, they are unable to locate the man they believe to be guilty. For Lord Henry's visit to the local village inn a little while ago with Inspector Graves to apprehend Ambrose found him gone. And now, on the sun deck of their lovely old Virginia home, Lord Henry watches Sunday tenderly as she paces to and fro.
Sunday, darling, whatever is the matter with you this morning?
What do you mean, Henry? There's nothing the matter with me, really. It's nothing at all.
Seems to me there is. You're pacing about the sun deck like a caged lioness. And if you'll forgive a touch of sentiment so early in the day, you look rather like one, too.
Why, Henry Brinthrop, what do you mean by that?
Well, now, don't get excited, darling. I meant it as a compliment.
I must confess that you're a very singular husband, dearest. You say a compliment, but how you would arrive at it is beyond me.
Well, I can explain it in words of one syllable, dear. I'm a great reader. I read Lonnie's books.
For nine-year-old mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I read Davy's books.
Yes, for six-year-old.
That's right. And believe me, I find I get further with Davy's books. All pictures and no text to fuss over.
And whose books did you consult for this magnificent compliment you just paid me?
Well, Davy's, of course. Oh. Lionesses are always pictured as lithe and bright and tawny. Its description is practically tailor-made for you. And presto, my compliment for them.
You know, it's the first really nice compliment you've paid me in ages. Say some more.
Oh, darling, it isn't because I haven't wanted to say nice things to you, but this beastly Fairbrook mystery and what it's done to us.
I know, Henry. Until the Fairbrook mystery is solved and Ambrose Fairbrook III is brought to justice, we'll have very little time for any personal or emotional life together.
I'm glad that you understand, darling. I see it. Marriage is one part devotion, one part protection. Right now, my chief duty is to protect you.
I haven't made the job easy for you either. I know that.
Oh, nonsense, darling. You've been a brick right from the start.
No, Henry, I've been a foolish, headstrong woman. I brought your farm manager, Charles Hubble, to Black Swan Hall against your wishes. We've had nothing but trouble ever since.
Well, in this case, it's the motive that counts, Sunday, not the result, and your intentions were good.
Yes, I wanted Mr. Hubble to hurry and get well.
And you had no way of knowing that Ambrose Fairbrook would attempt to sneak in here.
Well, I have a way of knowing it now. Every time I look at your poor, scratched face and those torn, cut hands.
Well, it gives me satisfaction to know that Ambrose Fairbrook is not faring any better. I'll bet his cuts and scratches are bothering him plenty, especially if he's hiding out somewhere and hasn't been able to get to a doctor.
Doesn't it ever strike you as being strange that a man like Mr. Fairbrook, a man we know to be the slayer of Loretta Hubble's father, should have to hide out for reasons of simple trespass?
Oh, well, make no mistake about that, Sunday. Ambrose Fairbrook is not hiding out for simple trespass. He's hiding out because he knows that a charge of trespass is sure to lead to the additional charge of murder.
Inspector Graves said he was going to check the railroad station to see if Mr. Fairbrook really did buy a ticket for Richmond.
Yes, the inspector checked, all right.
What did he find?
Well, what I knew to be true all along. Ambrose Fairbrook bought no ticket for Richmond, nor for anywhere.
Well, then his business trip was just another story trumped up by his sister, Amelia Delaware.
Certainly, that's all it was.
Oh, if only we'd been able to catch him yesterday when we went to his rooms at Fairbrook Inn with Inspector Graves.
Don't worry, Sunday, we'll catch him yet. I still have an ace or two left up my sleeve. I'm just waiting for the proper time and place to play them.
Meanwhile, in a nearby village named after the Fairbrook family, Amelia Delaware looks worried as she sits on the shady porch of the inn. This expression of worry deepens when Loretta Hubble walks up the steps, looks cautiously about, then whispers to her future mother-in-law.
You can stop worrying now, Mrs. Delaware. He's safe for the time being.
Safe?
Safe? Who's safe?
What in the world are you talking about, Loretta?
Not so loud. Someone may hear you.
Well, you're making me nervous with this attitude of furtiveness.
There's nothing furtive about my attitude, Mrs. Delaware. If there's any furtiveness in my manner, it can be directly traced to the Fairbrook family.
Don't talk in riddles, girl. Get the point. What is it you're trying to tell me?
Merely to stop worrying about your brother, Ambrose Fairbrook.
Worrying about Ambrose? What makes you think I'm worried about him?
Well, your actions at breakfast, for one thing. You went all to pieces this morning when your son, Nicky, asked where Mr. Fairbrook was.
You're imagining things. You're a hypersensitive, slightly neurotic girl, Loretta. If you're going to marry my son, I'd advise you to hide this quality. Nicky has always liked his girls sweet and simple and not too highly emotional.
Thanks for the tip, Mrs. Delaware. I'll handle Nicky when the time comes. Meanwhile, my present concern is Mr. Fairbrook.
Do you know where he is?
I ought to. I took him there.
To speak up. Is he safe?
Is he well? He's safe enough for the time being. And with my care, he'll soon be well, too.
You speak as though he might be sick. My brother's all right, isn't he?
Yes, Mrs. Delaware. Except, of course, for those scratches and cuts on his hands and face.
Scratches and cuts? Then, Loretta, you must know about...
I know that Lord Henry suspects Ambrose Fairbrook of prowling his grounds.
A suspicion that can't be proved.
Unless Lord Henry discovers Mr. Fairbrook's whereabouts and sees for himself the contusions on your brother's face...
Then something must be done about them at once.
Don't worry. Something will be done. I'm getting some lotion from Mr. Fairbrook to treat his cuts with, so they'll heal as quickly as possible.
Loretta, I appreciate this interest in our little unfortunate situation, but what I can't understand is a sudden concern for my brother. You and Ambrose have never been particularly friendly.
The reason for my concern is a very simple one, Mrs. Delaware. I lost my mother and father. I have no family. Now I'm going to marry your son, Nicky. The Fairbrooks will be my family. Nothing must happen to that family. Nothing, do you hear?
You're an excitable girl, Loretta, but I must say I'm beginning to see your fine point.
That's what your brother Ambrose said when I hid him in my uncle's cottage at Black Swan Hall.
Hid Ambrose in your uncle's cottage? At Black Swan Hall? You must be mad. Completely mad. Ambrose is mad, too, or he wouldn't stay there, not for a moment.
He'll stay there, all right. He hasn't any choice.
But if Lord Henry or Lady Brinthrop should go there and find Ambrose...
They won't. I'm taking special precautions about the Brinthrops. They'll stay away from my uncle's cottage, or I'll know the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Lord Henry discover Ambrose Fairbrook's presence at Black Swan Hall? Or will Loretta Hubble's daring plan to keep Ambrose Fairbrook hidden on the Brinthrop estate bring even more danger into the life of our gal Sunday? If you suffer from the pains of simple headache or minor neuralgia, try Anacin. You'll be amazed at what it does. Many people who have taken it will tell you, I'm quite sure, that its effectiveness and quick relief are simply astounding. And the reason is that Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it's a combination of medically proven active ingredients and often brings incredibly fast relief. And you know that when your doctor gives you a prescription, it almost invariably contains not just one ingredient, but several. That is why so many people listening to me now have at some time or other had an envelope containing Anacin tablets given them, either by their dentist or physician. They know it gives amazingly fast relief. So, if you want really fast relief, try Anacin. Take only as directed on the package. It is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. And you can get it at any drugstore in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. The first few tablets are unconditionally guaranteed to give you the fast relief you want, or you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded in full. Our Gal Sunday will be on the air at the same time tomorrow, 12:45 p.m. Eastern Wartime. This is Warren Sweeney saying goodbye for Our Gal Sunday and reminding you to be sure to listen to Easy Aces tonight at 7:30 Eastern Wartime over many of these stations. The germ-carrying, stinging flies and mosquitoes. It's Black Flag Insect Spray. Unlike many other preparations that pests must eat or inhale, Black Flag kills on contact. Every batch bug-tested before it leaves the laboratory. One touch of fast-acting Black Flag spray and pesky flies and mosquitoes are doomed. For offensive pests like ants and roaches, get Black Flag powder. Both are on sale at leading stores everywhere. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.